This is AcroPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Good Tuesday afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. The month of February saw steady prices in supermarkets as lower costs for dairy products, fruits, pork, and chicken offset increases for beef, eggs, sugar, and other products. Despite some relief at grocery stores, the overall consumer price index rose 0.4% in February, driven by increases in the housing and energy sector. Beef prices continue to rise amid tight cattle supplies. The overall price of beef was up 0.5% in February. Pork prices fell 0.8% despite bacon prices increasing 0.5%, and chicken prices fell 1% in February. The food at home index is up 1% from a year earlier as food inflation returns to more normal patterns after it spiked in 2021 and 2022. The 20-year average inflation rate for eating at home is 2.7%. USDA's Economic Research Service forecasts prices will rise 1.6% this year, which is down 5% from 2023. Philip Brasher has more details of the Consumer Price Index in his coverage on AgriPulse.com. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says Farm Bill action needs to happen at the committee level in the next month if new legislation is going to move this year. Grassley has spoken to the Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member John Bozeman about the work their respective staffs are doing on the Farm Bill.
So they are working daily at the staff level on the Farm Bill, and I hope we get a five-year Farm Bill. But I also would give you my opinion, if we don't get a bill out of committee by March or early April, I don't think we're going to get a five-year farm bill. And I'm one that wants a five-year farm bill. And then, of course, we'd have a one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill.
While Grassley is skeptical a farm bill can happen this year, Oklahoma Representative Frank Lucas thinks a farm bill can move if Congress can't finalize the federal appropriations process.
There are so many things like the Farm Bill, reauthorizing the Weather Act, NDAA, the National Defense Reauthorization Act. There's so many pieces of legislation that have to have spending allocation numbers to be written. Chairman G.T. Thompson of the Ag Committee is ready to go. He is ready to go with a markup, but we have to know where we are financially.
Lucas says the 2018 Farm Bill was written in a way that has created a strong foundation.
Bear in mind, we're not rewriting the Farm Bill as we did in 2012 and 13 and 14. It's a tweaking. We can do that. We just need some money so we can address reference prices and some of those issues. And if we get our work done in the House, or when we get our work done in the House, I think that will motivate the United States Senate. They just need to pass something, and then we'll take a House pass bill, and whatever they pass, we'll go to a conference committee.
Lucas says he feels like there can be a 2024 farm bill.
You've got a situation where you have an incumbent president running for re-election. I've never known an incumbent president who didn't have the biggest ceremony imaginable when they were signing a farm bill. We get it to the White House, it'll be signed. Chairwoman Stabenow, she's not running for re-election. She's vacating her seat. So this is her legacy bill. In the House, we just know that the farm bill has to be brought up to date to reflect what producers are dealing with. And that gives us a huge incentive. So everybody has a very enlightened self-interest.
Lucas's audio was provided by Ron Hayes with the Radio Oklahoma Network. Finally today, Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced USDA is making investments to tribal communities. $58 million will be allocated to tribal communities in Nevada, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. The funding will help support high-speed internet, clean drinking water, and modern infrastructure updates. Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Today's AgriPulse update is brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more at curiousplot.agency.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.